Yes, it is. The Wendy's Big Show on a throwback Thursday.
Steve having twins.
I'm Rami Maclau.
Breaking news.
Steve Sparky Knopfer. And our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler.
She got twins.
We have lots to get to. Rambunctious crowd before the mics came on today. I like it. I hope that energy carries through till 6
what is
o'clock.
Leroy today?
Matchy. Leroy walked in the studio a few minutes ago, and Sparky goes, oh, matchy.
Kathy told me my godson passed gas and said, ouch. So it all lines up, okay?
It's happened to all of us.
He's growing up. He's 2.5.
It's a throwback Thursday with Elvis bringing us out of the breaks. Rob Reichel makes his weekly visit at 248. Wisconsin Insider John McNamara at 348. Adam McAlvey, lots of off-season decisions for the Brewers that we have to discuss with him, including what to do with Jonathan Scope. That's coming up at 448. Mike Clemens, our embedded Green Bay football reporter. He joins us coming up at 5:35. Question off the top is, do you think it was a mistake bringing McCarthy back? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And this question occurred to me today after reading Mike Freeman's piece at the Bleacher Report. And if you haven't read it, you should. It's part of his 10-point stance. And the headline is, Packers McCarthy doing Aaron Rodgers no favors. And I'm going to read you a little bit of it. It is damning. It is damning what Mike Freeman wrote about Mike McCarthy today, and it's not coming from nowhere. Here's a little bit of it. For the past several years, Mike McCarthy's offense in Green Bay has come under criticism from some of his fellow coaches for its lack of imagination and over-reliance on Aaron Rodgers.
What's imagination when Aaron Rodgers missed a receiver and hit him in the foot?
The voices of doubt,
Mike McCarthy's fault,
have now become harsher, louder, and more rampant than they have ever been. It would be unfair to run a bunch of anonymous quotes ripping McCarthy, but the general tone of criticism for what is going on in Green Bay is fair and notable. And then Mike includes a few nice paragraphs about Mike McCarthy to soften the blow. And then he gets into it. He gets into the meat of the matter. He says, A, McCarthy's offense limits the number of easy throws Rodgers can make, coaches say. The reason it seems receivers on teams like the Rams, Saints, and Chiefs are always open is because they are open. And that's because their teams and coaches deploy schemes to make them so.
Boy, y'all should stop. You media guys.
Then
I'm telling you right now, if they're reading this in Green Bay, that front office, if he had any chance, because you know them, they're going to be like, yep, I knew we were right. Now, look, he's got all these NFL guys saying that we are right. We knew he was the problem.
His second point, McCarthy's offense lacks creativity.
Oh, you have more?
There's more. Believe me, I'm only reading parts of this. You need to check it out. Baby Tosh, can you throw this up on the Facebook page for us, please?
No, don't do that, Baby Tosh.
He says this was painfully evident when the Packers lost to the Patriots on Sunday night. New England ran trick plays, a hurry-up offense, and deployed players in unconventional ways. It's not that McCarthy never does that. It's that he rarely does. A quarterback as talented as Rodgers opens the door to so much more for an offense. But with his skills needed just to accomplish the expected, the opportunities are rare to do the unexpected to make the Packers special. Quote, it's been problematic. It's an issue even when I was there. Former Packers receiver Greg Jennings told Rich Eisen, speaking of McCarthy's play calling, we were running the same plays, he said. There's no innovation. There's
Mike
no
McCarthy
creativity.
Got you a lot of money, Greg Jennings.
There's no
you got paid.
Andy Reid-like effect. And again,
y'all need to stop with
that's
this,
just
man.
Part of Mike Freeman's piece today.
I'll tell you what.
Dissecting Mike McCarthy
Freeman,
and
Mike
his
Freeman
offense.
Add up all the millions of dollars who got paid in this offense. Start with Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers got a $100 million deal with this offense that's so lame that y'all don't like.
But here's what you got to do, Leroy.
Let me go, Gary. Let me go. And then James
back,
Jones, everybody done got
been
paid.
Here 3 days.
You name it. They all got paid in this lame offense. Stop it, child. Go ahead, Gary.
We like Ben Finnell,
and
right?
Baby Tosh, make that into a promo, man. Cut that into a 60.
We like Ben Fennel. HR.
Love Ben Fennel. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You guys appreciate what Steve. You like Ben Fennel, right?
Big I
fan.
Love him, man.
Huh?
Big
fan. Huge
fan,
like aren't you?
He's one of the best.
Right? Is he one of the best?
One of the best.
One of the best.
I don't
at
like
what
he
does. Everything down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go look at Ben Fennel in the Athletic.
He watched a lot
of see what he wrote. And then let's compare.
What did he write? I didn't today.
Yesterday. Go look at Ben Finn. Hey, baby,
God,
time, pull up Ben Finn.
Maybe black.
Athletic. Yesterday.
Maybe black.
Yeah,
I'll pull it up right now.
Go put up Ben Finn yesterday.
Okay.
From the Athletic.
How did I miss that? I always read.
And see what Athletic, what Ben Finner wrote in the Athletic.
I don't miss anything he reads. What did I
miss? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all think I don't like Ben Finner because you know I do. Because
you
like,
screamed at him for 15 minutes
every time he come on, I scream at him.
It was funny.
But
was
go
funny.
Put up Ben Finner from the Athletic. See what he wrote
in the film room. Week 9 review versus the Patriots. Is that what I'm checking out?
Is that what he said?
Well, I'm asking you if that's the article I should be clicking on. All right.
We read that.
All right.
Ben Finner.
Okay.
What he say.
Okay. I'm not
ben
sure.
Ben Finner say.
There's a lot in the article,
Ben Finner say it's Aaron Rodgers' fault.
Can you
yes,
give
sir.
Me?
Okay, well, let's just cut to the chase.
Yes, man. Ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
Because I don't want to skim through the article.
No.
On
yeah,
the air.
So whenever, that's why I told Baby Tal, see if he can find it.
I'll read it during
I
the break.
I want you to do it.
But give me a quick.
I won't be. Huh?
Give me the Cliff Notes.
Hit the hot button, man.
Give me the Cliff Notes.
Huh? Much, ben Finner said, them jokers running, they ran the same route. Two games in a row, one game, Aaron Rodgers hit the Joker. Next game, Aaron Rodgers didn't throw it to him. Same route, same guy was open. He decided to do something different. Same route tree, innovative. I'm going to cuss in a minute.
Don't do that.
I think my guy is paying Gary to say this stuff.
Yeah. That's why.
The delay seems to be in working order.
Let me just tell y'all from somebody who... Well, I used to be that 16, 8 games a year. But let me just tell y'all from somebody that goes to Lambeau Field 8 times a year and watch this offense. I don't have a Tie podcast. I don't have a
what?
I'm not on
man.
The Athletic.
What was that first thing you said?
Tie podcast.
A Tide podcast. Yeah.
Why wouldn't Tide
get
sponsor
off my
the podcast? Yeah. That makes good sense.
The Tide podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes good sense, Gary.
I don't have a podcast. Ain't on the Athletic. Leroy, Alf. Ain't on the Athletic. Ain't got no whatever these oddies. I'm tell you, I'm going to keep it straight 100 from you jokers. Ain't going to be biased. Go read Ben Finner and then go read Mike Freeman. I want you to do that because you need to get. You
both
need
sides
to get,
of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. You need to get both sides. And then
you gotta get on
listen
Steve's
to a Joker.
About Walt Disney.
I'm past that.
I've been there. Maggie, much I'm happier.
I tell you, Steve, but Steve, Steve's gonna get. You know what, Steve? Next thing is
what are we talking about, Rodgers McCarthy.
You know
how
what,
we
Steve?
Get
next thing
out
is
of my life.
What?
You talking about Rodgers McCarthy? Don't get sidetracked on my life.
Who brought that up?
I'm
joking.
I'm sorry. It's funny.
But I'm gonna tell you though.
Now he's gonna talk
Steve,
about me.
But he gonna graduate though. He gonna graduate. Him and the boys gonna graduate because it happened to me. Happened to me late in life.
Going to Universal.
No.
Oh.
You gonna start doing the beach?
No, man.
You will.
I get so
mark
bored
my words.
So
guarantee
quick.
You. You gonna start doing the beach. You know why you gonna start doing the beach?
Oh man.
Because when them boys grow up a little bit older, they ain't gonna want to do Disney World no more. Little Jack ain't either. They gonna start getting some. I told you I went to the beach this year, and I'm joking. I said, man, y'all get them girls' phone numbers down there? I said, nope, but we got them Snapchats. That's how old I am, cuz.
Yeah, you don't get numbers
anymore.
Don't
get numbers, cuz. No. I said, y'all get them girls' phone numbers? No, we got some Snapchats.
No, but I grabbed that Instagram.
Yeah, you got the Instagram or the Snapchat.
Instagram, Snapchat, that's what they were doing, cuz.
Right.
But anyway, back to what I was saying.
Thank God. Rodgers.
Tide Podcast.
Yeah, Tide Podcast. You got to get, I'm going to give you guys both of 8 games. I'm trying to tell y'all right now. y'all need to stop, man. I'm trying. Leroy, hold up. I call you.
No.
Can I get to my soliloquy?
Please do.
I'm trying to keep it there.
I'm going to compose myself.
But from a joker that go there 8 games, I'm trying to tell y'all, Aaron Rodgers is not right. He ain't right. He's not right. He needs to be fixed. Aaron Rodgers, y'all talk about all this stuff, Mike McCarthy not being creative, all this kind of boo-boo stuff. Aaron Rodgers is not right. He is messing this thing up. Go find Ben Finner. He'll tell you how it is. Straight, Ben Fennel keeps it straight 100. That's why we got him on our show.
I'll find you a section of Ben Fennel's article to read after a break. Like I said, I found the article. But I want to skim it during the break and find a good part to get the audience to give the juxtaposition to
I'm telling y'all, man, this Joker in game, man, is not right, man. He needs to be coached up. Mike need to rein him in, like they had to do with Brett Favre. But Mike don't want to do it. I told this to Steve on the phone today. I said, reason why if Mike needs to go, Mike needs to go because he can't coach Brett Favre. Not that Mike is not a good coach. Mike need to go because he can't control him. And when you can't control in our game, in that NFL, you can go. In our real world right here, in our real world, we will go because the program director and them jokers get to stay. But in that world right there, because you don't get too many Aaron Rodgers, Mike's got to go.
But you know what Aaron Rodgers needs?
What?
A Mike McCarthy. He needs a Mike McCarthy like Mike McCarthy was to Brett Favre at the end of his career.
Yeah.
Now he needs one of those guys to take over at the end of his career.
Yes.
That's what he
needs. No doubt about it.
Has to have it.
That's what he has to have.
Right. It can't be, with all due respect to Mike Sherman, it can't be Mike Sherman rolling in and letting him do what he wants and appeasing to whatever Aaron Rodgers wants. He needs somebody that's going to come in and go, dude, I'm the coach. You're the quarterback. We're going to do it my way. That's it.
That's it.
But that has to be that next coach if this is going to get better.
Yeah.
Totally. Do you think Mike McCarthy should have been brought back? Do you think that was a mistake bringing him back? Because the thing about this
article, Mike Freeman,
from Mike Freeman is that this isn't stuff he's just saying. This is stuff he's hearing from coaches around the league about Mike McCarthy. So if he's hearing that and if other people around the league are seeing that, and if it indeed is true, it doesn't sound like Gary and Leroy think it is.
Gary says he's heard stuff in the press.
The Packers should have seen this.
But it's a bad situation, Rami.
Because he says that Mike McCarthy's system is confusing, limits easy throws, and lacks creativity.
Oh, but we didn't say that when none of them jokers on Sports Illustrated, did we? Same system. But when they was on Sports Illustrated, he was the most creative guy in all
the
NFL.
So
the game passed him by, right? He forgot.
He makes the point later in the article that, and let me find the line, he references Andy Reid. He says, we were running the same plays. He said, there's no innovation. There's no creativity. There's no Andy Reid-like effect. Because one thing Andy Reid has done is, yes, he's running the same system that he was running when he became a head coach in the NFL, but it's evolved over the years. And he's employed younger offensive minds to teach him new things and to implement new things into that system.
Give me Tariq Evans then.
Tariq Hill,
is that his name?
Tariq Hill, yes. No, yeah. Tariq Hill.
No, give me Hunt.
And one of them, Leroy.
Kareem Hunt. I'll take the tight end, too.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, oh, give me them then. Let's see what Mike can do. Ain't none of them guys on this Packer team. Ain't none of them.
What's Davante Adams?
You got it.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about specialty guy now. Oh. He's a receiver.
Yeah, he's one of the best receivers in the league.
So what?
And that's one of the points. That's one of the points that they're saying here is that the system limits easy throws. They're not scheming to get Davante Adams open is what's being said.
No, 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 no. Here's what I'm saying to you.
10 targets a game.
No, that's what I'm saying to you.
A lot of touchdowns.
To me. What's his name? Tariq Hill?
Tariq Hill, yes.
Tariq Evans.
Tariq Hill.
That's a bad
Tariq Hill to me is a specialty player.
Now you have me doubting myself. It's Tariq Hill, yes. Right? Okay, all right.
I said Tariq Hill.
The other one's a basketball.
You said Tariq.
Player.
Never mind. Go ahead.
They're both black, so it don't matter.
Tariq Evans?
I believe.
Tariq Hill to me is a specialty player.
Number 10. Just like number 10.
Like means that you're trying to move him around. You're trying to create matchups. You're trying to, because he's a fast guy. He's a more like a gadget guy. He's not really a receiver. He ain't going to go line up like Davante Adams.
No, but the point by Freeman was, by people he's talking to in the NFL, none of this is his own. But what people are saying is Davante Adams can beat, press coverage, right, at the line of scrimmage.
All the time.
They're saying they never even put him in motion to make it easier for him to get off of the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
That's what their point is.
Now,
they put him in the slot. He just... Big, that's how he got
do
his
you
contract.
Remember? Do you remember when they went and was that they lost to Kansas City in Kansas City?
Jordy Nelson
back?
On
you,
the undefeated
you remember what
year.
Gary Olsen came in and said?
They never moved him around. It killed him. Yep.
Okay, so you're seeing some of the same things that we're talking about here. Ago. So what are you all upset about?
But But it's more than one way to skin a cat in this offense. You don't necessarily have to move a joke around all the time. What they're going to do, what should be happening is, there's Devontae Adams. You know where he is. Guess what? Guess what New England's going to do? They setting their coverage. Well, guess who else should be open? That joker over there.
New England had a good
If you
job.
Don't move your guy, they've already set their coverage defensively.
They were picking guys.
You should know what's coming.
But the other guys get paid too. I mean,
but still, Leroy, they set their coverage. You know what's coming. You know where they're at. So what? You want to go to a break?
I want somebody to add up all
but
the
what Rodgers
dollars
is, and what Rodgers is saying, offense. And I get it. He's saying that we need to be more creative with Devontae Adams to try to get him the ball more often. Because I think he's been saying that. He's been saying that going. We're going to take a break.
Yes, we are.
We're going to find Ben Fennell.
I have the article open.
And he's going to tell y'all about, you already talked about Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
Ben Fennell, who's on our show every Friday, Steve Sparky Friday, absolutely love and praise this guy. He's going to talk about what Aaron Rodgers is doing.
Mike Freeman says that the word around the league about Mike McCarthy's offense is that it limits easy throws, lacks creativity, and is confusing. If that's the case, if that's the word on Mike McCarthy's offense, do you think it was a mistake bringing him back as the head coach this year? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. It's the Tide Podcast on The Fan. Presented by Masters Ease. We'll give you our nominees for Throwback Thursday here in just a moment. Question on the table is, do you think it was a mistake to bring Mike McCarthy back as the head coach? If it's true what Mike Freeman writes at the Bleacher Report today, which is that the word around the league is Mike McCarthy's offense limits easy throws, lacks creativity, and is confusing. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. As a retort to what Mike Freeman wrote, Gary wanted me to read some of what Ben Fennell wrote. And you can go in the film room with Ben Fennell at The Athletic Wisconsin, and he joins us every Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show at 2:48. And here's a portion of the article, I think the one that Gary wanted me to read. And it's titled, Open Last Week and Again This Week.
There it is.
Rookie wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown caught a 23-yard pass last week versus the Rams on a crossing route off of play action. St. Brown used savvy route running to separate from cornerback Marcus Peters. Rodgers was slightly behind on the throw, but St. Brown was still able to haul in the pass. On Sunday, the Packers ran the same exact play action, a half boot with St. Brown running the crossing pattern. He again separated easily from the cornerback and has plenty of space to the sideline for Rodgers. However, Rodgers is late to see the open receiver, and St. Brown eventually runs out of room to the sideline. This was a concept that worked out but was not properly executed by the quarterback. And he has some more...
And this ain't... Now, from Ben Fennell, this ain't hearsay now.
No, this is studying this ain't
what
the film.
This ain't what nobody said, somebody said.
This is studying the film.
This straight what Ben Fennell see, studying the film.
And he...
ain't no hearsay.
Later in the article, I'm not going to read this because it's more nerdy stuff and you kind of need the right video clips that well, come
he,
with
does
it.
Does he talk about one thing I talked about last week where he went to hand the football off to Jamal, what's his boy's name? Jamal
Williams.
And then hand it off and pulled it out and tried to run for Jamal Williams. Why he had like the first down wide open? And we're talking about sustaining drives.
Now, later at the end of the article, and this also goes hand in hand when you talk about sustaining drives, he talks about some of Aaron Rodgers' third down decision making,
yes,
some questionable decision making on third down, including down inside the red zone. Again, you probably need the video clips that he includes to understand what I'm talking about with that. But I mean, again, what Gary is saying is right. This is just Ben Fennell watching the tape with a very educated eye and telling you what he sees, where Mike Freeman is telling you what people are telling him. It's a secondhand account of what people think about Mike McCarthy's offense.
Give me,
that's a fair assessment.
Give me,
and both guys could be right.
No. Give me give me what Gary Ellerson and what Ben Fennell come. I'm coming from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. If what I see on the field, and there's some little chirp too, but it's really what I see on the field, I bring it in here and tell you guys. It ain't really no hearsay. It's what the eyes, and it's what I've been able to learn by watching football and by playing it all these years. That's what Ben Fennell is giving you. Freeman is giving you some, all this, and some of this stuff matters that's outside. It does. I mean, because there's some truth to a lot of this stuff. Some of it matters. But I'm here to tell you, everybody want to dump on Mike McCarthy. That is not the case, is really my point. Mike deserves some play in this, but I'm telling you, Rodgers is not playing well.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our guy Rain down in Tampa now. You're on the Wendy's Big
in
Show.
Tampa?
What's up, Rain?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You?
Man, you know, I'm glad that you stuck up and said what needed to be said, Gary, man, because I'm getting tired of all the McCarthy criticism, man. This guy, people don't understand that if this guy gets fired, he will get hired probably 24 hours later, man, because I think – and let's address the article for a second. This guy is talking about, like, random coaches telling, you know, criticizing McCarthy or whatever. But who the hell are the coaches, though, that are criticizing him, though? Because, I mean, the only criticism I would accept is, like, from Bill Belichick or somebody like that. But, I mean, it's probably, like, some coaches that have been fired, you know, a Hugh Jackson or, you know, Jim Bob Cooter or something like that. Man, I don't care what they think, you know. And then, second of all, Aaron Rodgers, man, he, just like you said, there's always guys open. How many times have we seen the running back wide open in the flat, and he's trying to throw the ball 40 yards down the field, and he never checks it down? The good thing about Tom Brady, Drew Brees, quarterbacks like that, is that they take what the defense gives them. Aaron is always trying to take something that's not there. You know, I think he's just feeling himself a little bit too much. You know, and so I think, man, the criticism from McCarthy is unwarranted. This guy took Brett Favre within one interception of the Super Bowl. He could have got to another Super Bowl if it wasn't for Brandon Bostic. If he had been to three Super Bowls, would we still be criticizing him like this? Sean Payton, he survived through all those years that he didn't make the playoffs. I think he missed the playoffs 5 or 6 years since he's been in New Orleans. But yet, I don't hear anybody saying that Sean Payton is wasting Drew Brees' career or anything like that. Aaron Rodgers, man, I hate to say it, but people are just on his cojones a little bit too much, man. You know, like he's not invincible. He makes mistakes too. And I guarantee you he has the right to check out of any play or check into any play. So why does he keep criticizing McCarthy about the play calling? Check out of it.
Thanks for the call, man.
Damn running back.
Appreciate it. And I see it, too. I see everything that Gary's talking about when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, and I've talked about some of the same stuff. But I'm surprised how many people, and they're still the minority, I think, but I'm surprised how many people are jumping on that train of a lot of this is Aaron Rodgers' fault.
Not on Twitter.
No?
Not.
What are they saying?
Not really on Twitter. Kevin tweets at the fan, just tell me, what is Mike McCarthy doing so well right now? Please tell me that. My 10-year-old granddaughter damn near calls
don't
every play.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
The Packers are about to run
those.
During
Steve,
a game.
Steve,
hashtag
Steve,
pathetic.
Don't read those.
Cameron says, yes, no too bad we couldn't have traded him to the Browns before the deadline. James tweets at the fan. No. James tweets at the fan, hindsight is 2020, but I wanted him gone after 2016.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah, I mean, he's not getting a lot of love necessarily.
And that's okay, and all that can be fair.
But here's another one. Alicio says, Rodgers is not playing well because he's done with Big Mac. Get that in your head, Gary Ellis.
Well, you should be at Wendy's anyway.
I said that.
You should be at Wendy's.
Thank you, Steve. You got that.
Yeah, I got that joke.
Yeah, what's wrong with you people? Hey, this is the only thing I'm saying, right? Let's try to keep it all 100. Everybody pretty much in this offense has made a same offense, a bunch of money. So you would think, because you look at Ted Thompson is going into the Packer Hall of Fame, okay? And they asked Aaron Rodgers about it, and he was glowingly, obviously, because the guy brought him in. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer because of Mike McCarthy. Same offense. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. He's coaching this most of all of his career. Now, you'll get somebody new next year, okay? And, you know, be careful what you ask for. And it has to be somebody that Aaron Rodgers got put up some numbers. Okay, well, let's look at the numbers. Look at the guys over 35 and compare Aaron Rodgers' numbers to those guys. Compare wins to those guys. Do all that. But I just want to do this. I just want to wait till after the season. And then you guys can get all the we can do a coaching search show. I mean, and I'm not necessarily thinking Aaron Rodgers is saying replace him now. Let's just – y'all can't wait 4, 5, 8, 7 weeks, 11 weeks. But I think it's fun to talk about, though, because you're always supposed to hear the other side. I really do. But to me, Devontae Adams getting open. Hey, call me up, somebody who got him on your fantasy team. Tell me if you suffer that wide receiver. This guy gets a lot of targets. Not, matter of fact, he gets so many targets, they let Jordy Nelson go.
Right. If you were at
– he's the guy.
If you were sitting at dinner – breakfast, lunch, whatever. You don't go out to the bar, so I'm not going to say bar. But if you were sitting down with Devontae Adams, no press around, no media, just you and him sharing a meal, right? Do you think he would say, man, it would make my life a lot easier if they did some more stuff to help me out?
You know what I would think he would say? You asked my opinion,
yeah,
right?
We don't know what he would say. We're just guessing.
Right. I would say I am so grateful to be in this because this offense gave me a chance. I remember getting 20 targets against Detroit. So much so that they paid me like a number one receiver without having the accolades. Normally, you don't get that kind of money until you've been to 4 or 5 Pro Bowls. But he was able to do that after one Pro Bowl and put up significant numbers. Also, to go from a number two to a number one and let one of the best wide receivers tandem. Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers is niched in history, especially in Packer history. Those two together scored a lot of touchdowns. Devontae Adams has scored more touchdowns than anybody in the league in the last 3 or 4 years or something like that. Now, I'm talking about A.B. and all the guys. Name all the receivers. Devontae Adams has been doing fantastic. It's the same offense. And I think everybody wants more targets. I think he should get more targets. But, again, when Aaron misses a guy or Aaron Jones fumbles, they don't put that on McCarthy. They don't put it on the player. They put it on McCarthy. You shouldn't call that play. Okay, I get it. It happens. It's just part of it. I think it's a great discussion, though, because we are actually in the barbershop. Now I think I want to hear from everybody.
Mike Freeman writes at the Bleacher Report. Is that article up on our Facebook page, Baby Tosh? And at
1057FM.com. Quickly, so you gotta ask him again.
And in the article, he makes the case that Mike McCarthy's offense is confusing, limits easy throws, and lacks creativity, and says that's the word amongst coaches around the league.
I sure wish you didn't give me the other side after that.
Ben Fennell says.
Thank you.
I was getting there. Ben Fennell says.
This is your friend.
That a lot of this is on Aaron Rodgers, that the scheme is getting guys open and Aaron Rodgers is just missing them. But if what Mike Freeman says is true, was it a mistake to bring Mike McCarthy back? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan. It's never a mistake to visit Gary's good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. Isn't that right, Gary?
Man, shoot. Steve, you over there today, weren't you?
I was. Went over there, got oil change, got the tires rotated.
Oh, nice.
And you could go there and do the same thing if you tell me to listen to The Big Show, Gary, Leroy, Rami, Sparky, whatever the case may be, Baby Tosh. Go over there, tell them that, and they'll give you an oil change, which is like $35 somewhere in that neighborhood. And then you get the tire rotation for free right now over in West Dallas. Beautiful thing.
Not only that, you get, when you walk in the door, and if you mention Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Rami Makhlouf, Gary Ellison, Baby Billy Tal Schmidt.
I don't know what his name is.
You will get $1,000 off any new car. $1,000 off any new car. Go check them out, guys. Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100, just off of Arthur Avenue. That's where my good friend Dan Richards.
More of your thoughts on this when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after a short break.
Blitzen, blitzen, all hail the reindeer, pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children sing it all as merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls.
It's a Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show with Elvis bringing us out of the breaks.
And you picked that song?
No, I did. And good old KS sent me a message, DM this morning via Twitter.
What?
Our curator of a Throwback Thursday said he's not responsible for about a third of this playlist, and he was told to keep it under wraps for me until the last minute, and it's because
all
of
the music you stole from the brothers, and you picked that one.
And there are more Christmas songs in the lineup because I hate Christmas music this early in the year.
Oh Lord, this guy here. Yeah. You know the holiday is coming up. We got the toy drive.
I love Christmas.
We got the toy drive. Exactly.
And that's the perfect time to start playing Christmas music is at the toy drive after Thanksgiving.
Man, stop.
That's the perfect time.
So then are we going to do the karaoke Christmas thing at the toy drive? Thursday after Thanksgiving?
That's up to Gary. I'm not getting into that again. With Gary, that was...
Don't you already have it all recorded?
We got good.
Why do y'all do that with old people? Just talk right in front of them, don't think they listen.
We'll get back to your calls in just one second as we ask if what Mike Freeman says is true about Mike McCarthy's offense and that the perception around the NFL and coaches is that it limits easy throws, lacks creativity, and is confusing.
Oh, my God.
Do you think it was a mistake bringing McCarthy back? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sparky, your nominee for next week's Throwback Thursday, though, before we go to the phones.
Spice Girls.
Spice.
Because they announced that they are having a reunion tour in 2019. They're getting all back together.
Oh, girl ain't going to be there, though. She said she don't know nothing about it.
Well, maybe they didn't.
Which girl?
Mel B.
Mel B. Bex? Scary Spice.
No, Bex girl?
Yeah, Beckham girl.
Beckham girl.
She said nobody told
her. Was she sport? No, she was Posh Spice.
Yeah, they got to let her know if she's going to be part of it.
So, Gary, who would you like to hear next week, my friend?
I like that Sporty Spice a little bit to me, Rami.
Mel B was the best.
That's one. Who you want? Sporty Spice is your nominee?
No, I thought you like which one I like out of all of them.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to know what's your nominee for next week's Throwback Thursday.
Thanks for sharing.
And Marianne.
Who?
I'm talking about Gilligan Island.
Oh.
Both. Which one did you like better?
Both of them.
Sporty Spice.
Ginger or Marianne, which one?
Both.
Sporty Spice.
I'll take Marianne, though.
Gary, who would you like to hear next week's Throwback Thursday?
Yeah, let me, because I thought about this.
Don't we do this every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
Let me have
brace yourself.
He still doesn't know.
Let me have the Who.
The Who. All right, Leroy.
I know we ever had them, Rami.
Yes, we have. Leroy, who would you like
Elton
to hear
John.
Next week?
Elton John.
Elton John for Leroy Butler.
I used to like Elton John a lot. I don't like him much anymore.
Love
it. Give me, they're about to announce Billy Joel at Lambeau Field.
What are you going
to
be doing?
There ain't enough seats for Billy Joel.
Playing piano and singing.
There's not enough seats. You need
give me Billy Joel on a Throwback Thursday.
He's the new coach.
And Bill Baby Todd Schmidt, who would you like to hear next week's Throwback Thursday?
Going to Village People.
The
again.
Village People again.
I still have not
village
heard the
So
village
they're your nominees.
People.
Spice Girls, The Who, hour. Elton John, Billy Joel, Village People. We have to get Rob Reichel in a few minutes. Let's go rapid fire phone calls on the subject at hand. Was it a mistake, do you think, to bring Mike McCarthy back? Ty in Philly, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
You.
Yeah, T.Y.
Definitely. What's going on, 36? Definitely not a mistake, man. This is a guy that you've been to four NFC championship games with, man. He deserved another chance. I think both sides of it is right. So that's just when you start pointing fingers at each other in a marriage, it's time to go. But Leroy is right. It has to be after this season. So I definitely think that he deserves at least this season. And if they don't make it to the NFC championship game or farther, it's over.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for that. I love hearing from T.Y.
Let's get in Shu on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Shu?
Big Show. How's it going, boys?
Doing well, man.
Shu, come out the closet, man. I can't hardly hear you.
Come out the closet. Come on now,
Take us off a speakerphone.
He just means it's hard to hear you. Right. He doesn't.
Off the
okay.
There, Big Leroy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't mean that kind of closet, cuz. I'm sorry, Shu. No, it sounded like you in the bathroom.
I think there's anything wrong with that. No, go ahead, Drew. What do you got on the back?
40 minutes of this show today.
No problem.
Our part with this division, and Leroy, you can testify this because you're not that far removed from football, is that, you know, we have a weak division. The Bears.
It used to be. You're right.
I'm saying they've come across now. I mean, Detroit, once they got rid of Matt Millen, they came up, but they still are putting all their cards in, like, Stafford's hands, okay?
Yep.
Bears, if I come back, you know, Vikings have come back. They pay for a quarterback. So, same thing with the Packers. You know, all we got to do is win our division, and we get in. We're not getting in as a wild card. We understand that. A lot of fans don't realize this, is that, you know, yeah, there was those years in the 70s and the 80s. The Packers weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since we've had, you know, you see statistics on TV all the time. Oh, the Bears have had like 25 quarterbacks. We've had two. That's great and all. But, you know, as for our players, Gary and Leroy, mm-hmm. you know, it's that, you know, teams can, you know, strategize for the Packers because they play the same offense for the last 25-plus years.
Great point.
So there's no stretch.
Great point.
There's no stretch. Now, there's no defense. We don't have – think of a running back situation. So we had Brett, who was the gunslinger, and you have Rodgers. Thankful that we have like two back-to-back quarterbacks, who's a more accurate quarterback than Brett Favre, but we're a pass-oriented offense. Name the last great running back. Think about this. When I say great running back in the history of the Packers in the last 20 years, can you name a great – not a good
– Amon Green was pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good. Not great.
Yeah.
But when's the last great running back that we had? So
he was the best.
Well, let me put it this way. Amon was great for like maybe 2 years, him and Priest Holmes.
Sure, yes. We got to get some other calls in, man. I said we'd go rapid fire here, but thanks for
the
call.
That's a great call.
That? Long time no
yes,
talk.
I remember that. Priest Holmes. Injuries hurt both guys.
Get in one more here. Chad Waukesha. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Chad?
Chad Waukesha is a nice last name.
Go ahead, man.
I would say coming into the year, I wouldn't have said that, but looking now, I'm saying, yeah, I probably would have made more sense just to, if you got a new GM, you might as well bring in a new coach. I mean, start the rebuild now. Yeah, you know, save a year of Rodgers. I mean, now you just throw another year out, and it's the same old, you know. I don't see this team even winning 9 games this year. Looking at the schedule, people are talking about they're going to
NFC. Chad, have you looked at the schedule? Chad, you looked at the schedule?
I have. I mean,
The last seven, eight games.
This team cannot win on the road. They don't know how – they can't win a road game. I mean, do you think they're going to go down and beat the Seahawks in Seattle? They find ways to lose.
All right, give me another one.
Minnesota. We're going to go out and beat Minnesota in their house?
Yeah.
I don't even think we can –
yeah.
Okay. I mean, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Chicago. We're going to go – we got to go to Chicago again.
Yeah. Chicago, they don't even know they're in first place, cuz.
I know. But they're going to –
No, you're making a good point. You're making a good point. Yeah. You're making a good point.
They're going to play us tough.
Yeah, thanks for the phone
call. No, I'm not saying it's going to be a walkover.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call.
Chicago's got momentum. They know what they're playing for.
Yeah. And I got to play Trubisky this week because my quarterback.
Steve, what you got, Steve? Steve got something on Twitter. What you got, Steve?
Injury report just came off of the Packers.
Got something.
Just got emailed.
All right.
Give it to
him. So, Cantrell Bryce went from limited to full participation today with a knee. Jimmy Graham went from did not participate yesterday with a knee to limited participation today. Everything else is the same, except they added a new person to the injury report today that was not listed yesterday and as a limited participation. Mike Daniels now on the injury report with a shoulder injury, apparently.
Okay.
He was not listed yesterday, so.
That's the same one that has been bothering him for a while.
No biggie.
Yeah, no.
They flared up a little bit. Yeah.
All right, good news on full participation for Kentrell Bryce, at least.
There's a good news for them.
it is?
There's good news if you're looking for a new TV service, isn't there, Sparky?
They don't have many safeties, Leroy.
I know. I want to know the context when we get back by Whitehead. I need them to have more context.
Sure, Rob Reichel can help us out with that.
Yeah. And he's coming up next. Sight and Sound Solutions, we talk about them all the time, right? Still Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions.
Oh, it's Al now, my bad.
Yeah, because you made fun of me, so I just quit saying that other part of it. I shortened it up for you. Yeah, I'm done. I'm all done. Nope, I'm all done.
People think it's a new guy.
No, the other day on Twitter, Rami started a whole thing, and people started tweeting out all the words that I mispronunciate. So
I hope
fun.
You don't do that for
including
me.
Including mispronunciate.
Yeah, that one too.
I do it all the time. But I'm going to tell you why, Steve. I'm going to tell you why people don't make
Rami's
fun of me.
Rami's got his own words too.
People don't make fun of me because I make fun of myself.
Oh, sure. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so do I.
Yeah, and I just let Rami do those words. It is funny. Like the pivotal and
how do you say
physician
correctly?
It's just mispronounced.
Just say it wrong.
It's not a word.
No, mispronunciate is not a I don't think that's a word.
Oh, we already covered that. Go ahead. Remember we covered that 2 years ago. Don't worry about Steve.
Well, mispronunciation is a word.
We already covered it.
I could be wrong about this.
Well, I'm going to look it up right now. Hold
just
on.
Just talk you about remember sight and sound. I'll look it up. We don't have time for this.
You remember Mr. Know-It-All did that 2 years ago?
No, it's not a word.
Okay.
You remember that?
I don't think.
It was funny.
Because it's a
did you put
mean
that in your stand-up on Wednesdays? How you helped the Big Show talk?
Mispronounce. No.
No. Nope. Mispronunciate, not a word.
Well, there you go. All right. I need a word of your vocabulary today.
But
all right,
Alan, Alan is a real person.
Sight and Sound Solutions, right. He is a real person. $99 a month.
So is Al.
$99 a month it starts at. You get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet. DirecTV includes the choice package, NFL Sunday ticket at no additional cost, all for $99 a month. Get the Genie, their home DVR as well, and no extra charge. NFL Sunday ticket on DirecTV, every out-of-market game, every Sunday, plus watch games anywhere on your favorite device. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500 to get an exclusive offer, your choice of a $100 Visa gift card, Blu-ray player, or HD TV. Call Al today at 262-754-1500. And don't forget, they do other things as well besides just this. They have other internet providers that you can choose from that they work with outside of AT&T. If you want to go that route, if you're just looking for internet for your house, they can help you there. If you're one of those people that don't want DirecTV or don't want cable or don't want any of these other ones, and you just want to have an antenna up and you're looking for somebody to install an antenna for you, they do antenna installations as well for your house. They do a bunch of different stuff at Sight and Sound Solutions. Call Al today, 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket on Metro News each season at prevailing rate. Let's cancel prior to the start of the season. It's like international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Rob Reichel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. He joins the Wendy's Big Show right after this.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. If I can't help falling in love.
It's Elvis for a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters East.
Good song.
I'm Rami Makhlouf, right, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Yeah, it's a good song.
Baby Tosh. Baby Tosh. Hi. Hey, you ever sing Elvis at your karaoke nights?
Yeah, I was just singing back here.
I'm sorry, Bella.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
harassment.
Sorry.
You can go to HR.
Yeah,
we'll
you
support
should.
You.
You should.
No, I was just telling her about my old theater days, too.
You're what? Never mind. We have Rob Reichel
on
the line.
No.
Let us know who you'd like to
really?
Hear next week.
Rob would love to hear the stories.
Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM. The fan Sparky nominated the Spice Girls.
Oh,
Gary wants The Who. Leroy wants Elton John.
Dude,
I want Billy Joel. Baby Tosh wants the Village
I
People.
I think he was Peter Pan.
Go with one of those or your own and tweet your artist at 105.7 FM. The fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. No hashtag, no vote, no chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's.
Did you see Baby Tosh as Peter Pan?
That's the biggest Peter Pan that's ever lived. You find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com and at Forbes.com. He is Rob Reichel, and he joins us every Thursday right around this time. Rob, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I am great. How's the Fab Four in there?
Well,
doing well.
There's been a lot of screaming and yelling by the two former Packer players earlier today.
Let me boil it down as simple as I can boil down the conversation we've had in the first, I don't know, 45 minutes of the show or so. It's drawn a lot of emotion out of people on the Big Show and listeners out there. Do you think the problem with the offense is more about Mike McCarthy and his system and his play calling, or about Aaron Rodgers not being Aaron Rodgers?
To be honest, Rami, I think the problem is more about overall talent in general. Think back to that Sports Illustrated cover, guys, about 6 or 7 years ago when Greg Jennings and Donald Driver and JerMichael Finley and who else, Cobb and Nelson and Rodgers. I mean, that remarkable group of receivers was on the cover. You know, Mike, guys, we know this. Mike McCarthy loves a matchup-based offense where he won't try to out-scheme you. Maybe he just can't out-scheme you, but he loves to pick and find the matchups that work well. And guys, I just don't know if they have as many matchups that work in their favor compared to what they have. So compared to what they have had through the majority of the Rodgers era here. Now, Robbie, I mean, there's no doubt Rodgers has not been as crisp and sharp and overall as effective as we've seen him in past years. But, guys, once you take away Adams, and I would say now probably Valdez-Scantling has become the number two almost inside that offense. And, you know, Jimmy Graham maybe, I guess, is in that discussion too. But they just don't seem, guys, to have as many options available for Rodgers to go to. I know he's got the 39 throwaways, and he tried to pin a lot of his completion percentage, the dip in terms of those categories, on the fact that guys aren't open as much. He did that yesterday. And but Rami, honestly, I think it extends maybe beyond just McCarthy and beyond just Rodgers to the overall talent base that Gutekunst has to find a way to upgrade here in the next year or two.
So do you think Rodgers said they're just not getting open as much as a slam on the wide receivers or as finger-pointing at the offense not being creative enough?
You know, I'd be guessing on that, Spark, but to me it just it was such a ridiculous thing to say in the first place. Again, it's the latest example.
Here's a question.
Look, it doesn't come across well when your leader is, again, pointing fingers at other people rather than himself, kind of like after the Bills game when he threw his head coach under the bus. I mean, I don't know, LeRoy and Gary, you played at that level, and I don't think that plays well inside a locker room when your leader and your franchise guy is doing that. So, Spark, I'd be guessing in terms of who specifically he was calling out there, but I think right there the better answer, at least from a PR standpoint, is to get up in front of the cameras and the recorders and say, hey, I've got to be better and leave everybody else out of the equation.
This is my thing. Rami had these numbers yesterday, whatever. I believe Rami said they are last in football and in completion percentage inside the 30-yard
yes,
line.
Yes, that is correct.
Now tell me, whose fault is that then? I mean, that's what I'd ask Aaron. Look, you're last in the NFL in completion percentage inside the opponent 30. Now, are you going to tell me that's on the wide receivers? Shouldn't that be on him?
Yeah, it should be on him. And some of it, I think, guys, too, is the fact, I don't know that they have a dynamic red zone target as they've had in the past. Jordy was so effective down there. Finley was very good. You think back to the way Bubba Franks operated inside the red zone, and Bubba only averaged 8, 9, 10 yards to catch some years, but he'd have 8, 9, 10 touchdowns because he was so good.
Wasn't Jimmy Graham supposed to be that guy?
Graham is supposed to be that guy, Spark, but you might be as fast as him these days. I mean, you're watching.
Well, he did beat Rami in a race, so Steve might can do it.
You know, there's just no separation anymore from Graham. And, that I think has surprised everybody on some levels, the fact that, you know, his days of being that 4.55, 4.61 guy are over. He looks right now like about a 4.9 guy the way he's running, Spark. And I know they expected more from him, especially inside the red zone. Well, the only way he's going to get open now is the only way you're going to get the ball to him is almost on jump ball situations. And feed it to him the way you would when he was a basketball player.
Hey, Robbie, we have this topic. What's your name, man?
I'm Rami.
Rami.
Nice to meet you, yes.
Read Robbie, the Mike Freeman, and then read Robbie, the Ben Fennell.
There's a lot to read there. Well, you really want me to go over that all again?
Cliff Notes, you know, paraphrase.
Next guess is 3:48.
Yeah, we got time.
All right,
and then ask Robbie where did he weigh? What side? Where did he weigh in on that?
Mike Freeman, and he says that this is what he's hearing from coaches around the league.
Now, this is what Mike Freeman is hearing.
Says that the Packers' plan is confusing, and he says that McCarthy's offense limits the number of easy throws Rodgers can make, and he says that McCarthy's offense lacks creativity. Those are the cliff notes of what Mike Freeman wrote at the Bleacher Report today. Meanwhile, Ben Fennell, who's at The Athletic and studies film and joins us every Friday to
study
talk about
film. It. First-hand nod
here
from
on
Ben
the
Fennell.
Wendy's Big Show. He has the video to back it up. He shows a play where the previous week against the Rams, Equanimeous St. Brown ran a 23-yard passing route across the middle, got open through some savvy route running and through scheme. Rodgers hit him. The following week, same exact play, Rodgers missed him. So those are the two sides of the coin of people saying, well, Mike McCarthy's play calling is X, Y, and Z. Like I said, limits easy throws, lacks creativity, and is confusing. And then people like Gary, and I see it too, who say that Aaron Rodgers just isn't hitting what Mike McCarthy is drawing up for him, Rob.
Well, I'll say this, and honestly, guys, I hate to ever go this route, but I think there's probably a little bit of truth on both sides there. This has not been one of Aaron, not even close to one of Rodgers' better years. For whatever reason, guys, I don't think it's the knee. I think they'd be giving him a free pass because we've seen him run around. But his effectiveness is down. His accuracy is down. I don't think the ball has had the same zip that it's had in past years. For whatever reason, guys, he has not been as sharp as he's been the majority of his career. This will go down as one of his poorer seasons if it continues like this over the last 8 games. It's reminiscent, guys, of, you know, where he was after about, 10 weeks of that 2016 season when he had, you know, 10, 11, 12 games in a row of sub-100 passer rating. For whatever reason, guys, he's regressed to that. Now, at the same point in time, you know, specifically to McCarthy, again, you know, McCarthy hasn't done a ton different. I know he said he scrub rushed that offense this this particular offseason, and that was the term he used. But guys, the majority of the plays, the majority of the play calls, what McCarthy is running is still very similar to back when they won that Super Bowl. Now, did they win that Super Bowl based on scheme or talent? Probably a little bit of both, and that's why I go back to my initial point, guys. I think the talent level is down. I think McCarthy's stuff can be effective and it can work still if your talent level is a little bit higher. But at the same point in time, I think everybody through the league now knows what Mike McCarthy and his offense is. I don't think there's any secret. You saw, I think, a real coaching mismatch last week in terms of one guy who would pull out all the stops to win the game with Bill Belichick, and Mike McCarthy just doing what he always does, slogging along with his standard offense. Again, I think that offense can work, guys. But right now, he's got to out-scheme some people too, and he isn't doing that. And then when plays are effective enough to work, guys, you're not getting the execution across the board from the players that he does have.
That's Rob Reichel. You can read his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com as well as at Forbes.com and catch him every Thursday right around 2:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show, and we appreciate it each and every time, Rob. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
All right, you guys stay out of trouble. Thanks a lot.
You know we won't. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
I'll ask Rob a question next time, because y'all suck all the energy out the guy. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that.
It's all good, my brother.
Brooklyn and Sheetz, you spend a third
a good night's sleep
of your life in Sheetz. It's about time for a bedding upgrade. That's what I did. I went from those stupid sheets in a bag or whatever the case may be.
If you get out of the bag and the sheets are coming with you, it's time to go to Brooklyn. That's just 100.
Get your Brooklyn and Sheetz, right.
Yeah, get out cozy, of 103
comfy,
account.
You sleep better, you feel better the next day, you're more well-rested. They've got 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. Raving reviews from Business Insider, Apartment Therapy, and Men's Health Magazine. Founded in early 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich, Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers without a middleman. Just a great product and a great service. And you can mix and match over 20 and more colors and patterns to fit whatever bedroom decor you may have. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Yes, they have towels too. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
You know what? I'm going to ask you a question. I need Twitter to help with this. Now, the bionic woman, what was bionic on her? Just her arm, right?
We were talking about this in the last break, and we couldn't remember. Somebody else was out.
The bionic man had legs.
I don't remember the bionic woman. I only remember
the $6
million man.
Yeah, he was bionic.
What's your boy's name?
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin.
I like him.
I know he had legs.
What's a lady named Lindsay?
I don't know. I don't remember bionic woman.
Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner, yeah.
I think she just had the right arm.
No, she had legs. She could jump, cuz.
No, man, the lady couldn't jump.
Look it up, cuz.
Everything about her was bionic. The series is based on the adventures of Jamie Summers, who almost dies while skydiving. She is rebuilt bionically, just like her former fiancé, Steve Austin, the $6 million man himself.
So she was bionic, both arms, both legs.
Everywhere.
I guess, yeah.
everywhere.
And hey, Steve Raleigh. Austin had legs and just an arm and an eye.
Raleigh.
Can we go to a break, man?
Raleigh, man, this stuff is important.
Raleigh. Huh. Go marry her.
No, I ain't trying to die. Right. You make up, man. You're going to just squeeze the life out you, cuz.
Whatever is going to follow this should be said off the air. I'll tell you that right now. So we'll hit a
HR
quick break.
Still in the building.
And then on the other side, Sparky said something earlier this week that
Steve
has not turned out well in the past.
Oh, my God.
Is he right this time, though? It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.